Chapter 14. This was bad. The right hand of Keck was here, as were a bunch of armed men who probably wanted nothing more than to barge in here and take my fucking hide as a trophy. Meanwhile, we had my friends and a bunch of druids. I couldn't say I liked these odds one bit. I quickly ducked back down into the grass and rushed back to the house, where my friends were all holed up and preparing to fight. When I came through the forest of grass, I saw the members of the Brotherhood had now armed themselves with giant thorn-covered clubs as they nervously awaited whatever came next.
"I'm not gonna sugarcoat it," I announced as they all looked at me. "This looks bad. I counted at least 60 men, all armed, and Keck was with them."
"Motherfucker!"
"Also Ashtel Khan, Keck's right hand."
The color seemed to drain from Janine's face when she heard the name, and she quickly turned around to all of our allies.
"Make sure you are tethered to something,"
the redhead commanded.
"I don't care how good of balance you think you have, things are about to get rough."
"What's the matter? Are we about to get hit by a tornado or something?
Worse,"
Janine warned with a grave expression.
"Ashtel Khan is known as the Devourer of Cities. He has the ability to create powerful gusts of wind that can pull anything and everything straight into his mouth."
"So he's like an evil Kirby,"
Becca sighed, but then she commanded a nearby plant vine to wrap around her waist.
"Probably a lot less cute, too."
"Way less cute. Are you Brotherhood guys going to be able to handle a fight like that, though?"
"Of course we can. We are in full control of the natural world, Carter. Wherever we go, these vines will follow."
"Good. Now, we need to talk about strategy. They're coming in blind, so we totally have the element of surprise on our side again."
"Unless Ashtel Khan sucks us all in. He sounds like he would have been popular in my high school."
"Get serious, Naomi. That's why we're tethered down, so he can't. Otherwise, we can move through the grass and stalk these motherfuckers like the prey animals they are."
"We can attack them from afar, with the grass itself, as well as our clubs and the trees at the front."
"And we'll stalk along with you, Carter."
Leah grinned as her long tongue peeked out of the corner of her mouth.
"I've always wanted to play Predator."
"I stalk too,"
Val grunted, though I wondered how exactly a creature as cumbersome as her would sneak around anywhere. Then again, it didn't really matter if she was stealthy or not. In her were-turtle form, Valerie was pretty much a walking tank, and it wasn't like the AON's weapons would actually do any damage.
"Roar, Panther!"
A deep, husky voice bellowed from off in the distance.
"Are you too much of a coward to face us like a man?"
I stood up and just barely peeked out over the edge of the grass, and sure enough, I saw Ashtel Khan standing right up against the wooden barrier that the Brotherhood had created, along with all of his foot soldiers. The one entity that seemed to be missing, though, was Keck.
"Keck's gone,"
I whispered as I looked back at my friends.
"He doesn't seem like one to stick around and fight his own battles. Can't say I really blame him either. The dude looks like a string bean."
"Last chance, Werepanther! Keck wants you and your pesky friends. Come out now, and the servants of Nefertem don't have to die. Or, better yet, Brotherhood of the Blue Lotus, why don't you just turn the Werepanther over? We will leave you to your peaceful ways if you step aside and allow us to kill this bastard of Bast."
"Over our dead bodies,"
Becca hissed as she narrowed her eyes.
"Daddy, should we strike?"
"Prepare to attack,"
Boyd said to all of his brothers.
"On three! 1, 2, 3!
I peered over the edge of the grass and then watched as emerald-colored magic engulfed the wooden thicket that protected us. Suddenly, the branches began to twist and bend, and I heard a few wet schlucks as their sharpened ends stabbed through the AON members like living skewers. Several of our enemies seemed to go down, but there were still plenty more left.
"So, is that your answer? Then you shall all die alongside the bastard of Bast."
Unfortunately, our initial success didn't last long. A few more members of the Ancient Order of the Nile went down, but Ashtel Khan simply knocked away the attacks from the tree branches like they were punches thrown by a toddler. Then I watched as the massive gold-armored creature stepped forward, planted his hooves in the ground, and exhaled softly.
"Oh, shit! I think he's about to inhale! Everybody hold the fuck on!"
Suddenly, Ashtel Khan unhinged his jaw like a fucking snake, and he took a deep breath in. As he did so, the grass around us began to tremble and quake, and some of it even started to get torn from the roots.
"Ah!"
Becca gasped as she and the other members of the Brotherhood were lifted off their feet and into the air, but thankfully their vines were strong enough to hold them down. Meanwhile, I watched as Naomi wrapped her arms around Janine and then summoned silver magic around them both. The witch used her telekinetic magic to hold herself and Janine in place, and it seemed to work wonders. Leah, on the other hand, simply tossed her tongue around a nearby lamppost and held on for dear life. The Polywarm's golden hair billowed in the wind as her body was lifted off the ground and pulled in the direction of Ashdal Khan, but her slimy red appendage was enough to hold her in place. Then I dropped down onto all fours and sunk my claws into the dirt, which seemed to be enough to keep me from flying away. Valerie, though, just stood there with her hands on her hips as she laughed. In her were-turtle form, she was way too heavy for the wind to have any effect on her, and instead, she began to lumber forward. Even though all of my friends and I were secured in place, Ashdal Khan's attack seemed to accomplish what it was meant to. I heard the sound of splintering wood from off near the fucker's position, and my heart sank as I realized that sound was the sound of our wall coming down. When the whistling wind finally ceased and we were all back safely on the ground, my ears picked up the sound of dozens of pairs of feet as they charged forward.
"They're inside," I said to my friends. "Time for Plan B. Leah and Val, let's split up and hunt down these motherfuckers. Everybody else hang back and try to hit them from afar without giving away our position."
"Got it,"
Becca confirmed.
"Good luck, guys."
"No luck needed,"
Valerie grunted, though she was already about 100 feet away from the rest of us. Leah gave me a concerned frown, but she turned and hurried off in the opposite direction of Valerie. Then I dropped down on all fours and I began to dash forward into the massive field of tall grass before me. Even though I was running around with the speed of a cheetah, my stealth powers made it so I moved silently. The giant grass blades didn't crinkle against each other as I dashed past, nor did my footfalls create the dull thud that they used to. Right now, I was a totally silent killer, and these assholes were in for a world of hurt. It didn't take long for my ears to pick up on the first small unit of soldiers. I only counted 5 of the bastards, who, by my estimation, were about 60 feet to the west of my current position. So I skidded to a stop, twisted around, and took off like a bat out of hell toward them. Unlike myself, the members of the Ancient Order of the Nile weren't very stealthy as they moved about the fields.
"Where are these hippie bastards?"
one of them asked as they shuffled around in the distance.
"They think they can beat us with fucking plants."
"I'll take my rifle against a tree any day," another joked.
I ran back so I could position myself behind the small squad, and then I attacked. I quickly sprang forward, sunk my claws into the side of a soldier's head, and pulled him backwards.
"Ah!"
he screamed as I dragged him away into the weeds. Before he could give away my position, I snapped his neck, and he crumpled to the ground like a rag doll.
"Henry!"
one of the men gasped.
"Oh shit, man! Something got Henry!"
"Light it up!"
another one hissed. I dashed away as the remaining 4 soldiers began to fire aimlessly in my direction, but they missed by a fucking mile. By the time they had let up on their attack, I'd already flanked them again, and this time I planned on going for a little 2-for-1 special. I launched myself forward silently and pounced directly on the 2 fuckers in the back of the group. The bones in their chests seemed to snap under the weight of my body when I knocked them to the ground, but I quickly finished them off by slicing open their jugulars. Then, without missing a beat, I sprang forward again and back into cover.
"Oh, Jesus Christ!"
one of the men screamed as he began to fire wildly into the grass where I'd just been.
"Ah, fuck, man!"
the second of the remaining men mumbled.
"Oh, where'd he go?"
Way off in the distance, I heard a sound of semi-automatic fire, followed by horrified screams of pain. That must have been Val or Leah having their bit of fun. This time, I gave my prey a bit of time to think it over. I intentionally waited around as I heard their heart rates increase and their breathing intensify, all while they nervously paced around through the grass. Then, once I knew they were good and scared, I went in for the kill. I let out a roar as I pounced, and I slammed my fist into the face of one of the soldiers. His head whipped around as a mouthful of blood and teeth sprayed out onto the grass around him, and I quickly flipped backwards as the second man unloaded his semi-automatic rifle in my direction. I ducked under his attack before I jumped to his side and stabbed my claws right into his back. He screamed as I tore away a massive chunk of flesh and exposed his right kidney to the air. Then, again, when I sunk my teeth into his fucking brainstem. The cultist's body went limp when I severed the connection to his brain, and he crumpled to the ground, dead. I spat out the dead man's blood before I ran toward the final assailant, who was now just getting back up from my punch. The blow had seemed to knock out half of his teeth, and the side of his face where I'd hit him was an angry red and already starting to swell. Still, the bastard was alive, and he aimed his gun at me as I ran to him. I reached the attacker just as he squeezed the trigger, and I knocked his gun away milliseconds before a chorus of deadly bullets erupted from the barrel. My opponent reached down for the knife on his belt, but it was far too late. I slashed my claws across the fucker's chest, and blood splashed onto the grass around us as his chest cavity was torn open and bits of his ribcage were tossed into the sky. The man gasped as he fell back onto the ground, and then I finished him off when I stomped down on his wounded chest and crumpled it like wet newspaper. Even more gunfire seemed to echo throughout the field of tall grass, and I hoped my friends were still holding their own against these wannabe soldiers. Suddenly, my invisible eye set my body on pins and needles, and I went on high alert. I hadn't heard anything move through the grass, so I had no clue what exactly was coming. Then I heard the inhalation. I sunk down onto all fours and dug my claws into the dirt as the grass around me began to rustle, and there was a massive gust of wind as all the grass was pulled to the east, along with the bodies of the man I'd just killed. I felt myself start to lift up off the ground, so I tightened my muscles and held on for dear life as the unseen force tried to suck me in. A few seconds later, the wind subsided, and I stood back to my feet. Just in time, too, because that was when my eyes picked up the glint of light that was charging right for me. I sprang up into the air seconds before Ashdel Khan attempted to gore me with his horns. I landed behind the fucker before I twisted around and tried to jump onto his back, but he was too fast. Ashdel Khan spun around as I took a swipe at his body, and there was the horrific sound like nails on a chalkboard as my claws scraped across his breastplate. There were now four massive cuts in the armor, but it held up against my assault. Then the lion-ox hybrid let out a snort as he lifted up his left hoof and slammed it into my face, which sent me tumbling backward like a fucking pinball. Pain echoed across my face as I felt the warm, metallic blood pour out of my nose, and the world seemed to go white as I rolled helplessly into the weeds. With my vision still faded, I flipped back onto all fours and then took off into the grass. Even if I couldn't see right now, I could still try and get the drop on this asshole.
I expected more from you, Werepanther. You killed a swarm, after all. That's no small feat. I didn't expect you to run like a little bitch the second I landed a blow.
He was trying to goad me into giving away my position, but I wasn't going to fall for it. Instead, I continued to circle around the bastard until my vision started to return, and then I began to formulate my next move. Ashdel Khan was pretty strong, and I certainly didn't want to get caught up in that horrific mouth of his. Still, I had the advantage of agility and stealth over the bastard, and I intended to use that to my full advantage. I used my advanced senses to sneak up on the fucker from behind, and then I sprang forward and sunk my claws into his back. Ashdel Khan wailed in pain as he tried to shake me off, but I continued to stick to him like white on rice. I pulled my right paw away and then started to slash at the bastard's dark red flesh, which tore away in small chunks with a few sprays of gore and viscera.
Enough!
In one quick motion, Ashdel Khan shoved his hooves into the ground and then launched himself up into the air. Since I was still clinging to his back, he slammed me into the ground with a powerful crash, and a jolt of pain shot through my spine as I hit the dirt and released him from my grip. Then the lion-ox hybrid rolled away from me before he flipped up onto his feet and launched himself forward with his horns aimed right at my head. I reached out with both my hands and literally caught the bull by the horns, and my arm muscles screamed at me as I tried to hold him at bay. Ashdel Khan's beady eyes were filled with pure rage as he let out a series of angry grunts and bellows, all while his hot, disgusting breath blew against my face. His claws slashed at my stomach, but I was able to keep the fucker far enough away so that he was only making cuts on the very upper layer of my flesh. Then I remembered a move that my childhood cat had always pulled, usually when I rubbed its belly for too long. I was basically just a big cat after all, and it always seemed to work out for Mr. Ramsay's, so I pulled my knees up to my chest, unsheathed the claws on my feet, and then plunged them into Ashdel Khan's breastplate. I raked the fucker repeatedly as I scratched up his fancy golden piece of armor, until, finally, I felt something warm splash down onto my stomach. Blood. I was finally cutting through the damn thing. Ashdel Khan bellowed in pain as I tore at his stomach, and finally he seemed to have had enough. The lion-ox creature rolled his body to the right with me still attached, and then he jerked his head to the side and sent me tumbling through the grass. The second the fucker was free of my grasp, he began to suck in a large breath of air, and I had to dig my claws into the soil to keep from getting pulled into the abyss of his mouth. Much to my surprise, some of his own soldiers weren't so lucky.
My lord!
One of the men gasped as he and another one of his peers shot past my position.
My lord, please stop!
There was a sickening crunch from somewhere behind me, and I could only imagine what sorts of macabre shit happened to a body when it was pulled into Ashtel Khan's vortex. I sure as fuck wasn't going to find out. Then I heard a voice that I was afraid to hear.
Carter!
Becca screamed.
My vine! Help!
The platinum blonde's body shot toward me, and I instantly jumped up and caught her in my arms before she could get sucked into Ashtel Khan's abyss. However, since I'd left the ground, I was now at the mercy of the fucker's vortex. My body felt like it was inside of a frickin' hurricane, and there was nothing I could do but struggle against the wind as I was pulled backwards helplessly. Thankfully, Becca was on the case, her brow furrowed with determination as her hands lit up with green magic. And then suddenly, a vine shot up from the grass and wrapped around my waist tightly. Our newfound tether stopped my body right in its tracks, but Ashtel Khan continued to try and pull us to our doom from below. In this brief moment, from our skyward position, I could see what was going on with the rest of the battlefield. I saw vines and glowing green grass as they attacked the cultists who had gotten too close to the Bartram house, as well as flashes of Naomi's silver magic. Off to the west of my position was Val, who was literally leaving a path of trampled grass and dead cultists in her wake as she walked through the field. And then there was Leah, and the polywarm did not disappoint. Leah took the same sort of stealthy approach I had, though her way of disposing of her opponents was vastly different. The polywarm would use her powerful legs to spring up over the group of soldiers from any side as she flipped over them like an acrobat, and while airborne, Leah lashed her tongue downward, caught one of the fuckers, and then used her own momentum to fling him off into the distance with the force of an Olympic thrower. But I didn't have time to admire Leah's technique for long, because soon the gust of wind from below ceased, and Becca and I dangled limply from her vine tether.
Ha ha ha! Here he is, boys!
Ashtel Khan declared.
Pump him full of lead!
Shit! Get us out of here, Becca!
The woman in my arms summoned her green magic once more, and then the vines quickly began to shrink back down to its original size. I heard the sound of firing guns as we rocketed downward, and angry bullets whizzed past the spot where we'd just been.
That was close,
Becca said, when my feet finally touched the ground.
Too close, I agreed as I set her down. Now, just make sure you're tethered tightly this time, okay? You get back to the rest of the Brotherhood, and I'm going back to kill this stupid fucking lion ox.
Becca looked like she was going to say something as her hazel eyes filled with worry, but she just gave me a nod and dashed off toward the Bartram house. Then it was just me and Ashtel Khan again. And this time I wasn't going to be taken off guard. I slunk down as I went into stalker mode, and I tried to figure out where Big Dumb and Ugly actually was. I started off by heading in the direction from which I'd just come, though I knew my opponent surely had moved by now. And I used my enhanced sense of hearing to try and pinpoint the location of any isolated sounds, from the simplest snap of a twig to the footfalls of his massive hooves against the dirt.
Still, I got nothing.
All I picked up was the chaos of the battlefield around me, and the firing guns, blasts of magic, and cracking of both vines and bones as they went against each other. Then I heard it. The distinct sound of Ashtel Khan's snort-like exhalation, from about 30 feet to the northwest. I had to think this through. I'd been able to tear through his breastplate using brute force before, but I couldn't hope to get that lucky again. The fucker was fast and strong, and he could match me in terms of the damage he could do with his claws and teeth. That made getting up close and personal with Ashtel Khan difficult, though it was the only way I could see myself killing the bastard.
Of course! Suddenly I had an epiphany. I was a werepanther, part of a race of creatures that had survived for centuries by giving into their instincts and letting the primal side of their brain take over.
Logic and reasoning were human traits, and though it had gotten me out of many jams in the past, I needed to just let go on this one. If I wanted to kill Ashtel Khan, I was going to have to give in to the thing that made me the most dangerous. And that was exactly what I did. I couldn't help but growl softly as I dug my back paws into the ground, and then I started to charge forward with the speed of a cheetah. I broke through the clearing behind Ashtel Khan within seconds, and the fucker barely had a chance to get himself turned around before I was on him. I made an upward slash to his breastplate, and blood sprayed into the air as I sliced his flesh through the damaged piece of armor. Before my opponent could retaliate, I slammed my right foot into his knee and kicked his leg out from under him, and as he went down, I slashed my left claw across his face. Ashtel Khan screamed in pain as chunks of flesh flew from his head, and then he let out a frustrated bellow. I went in for another attack, but the bastard was now completely filled with rage. Ashtel Khan slammed his head into my chest, and a jolt of pain shot through my body, as I was knocked back flat on my ass. My opponent jumped to his feet and then launched himself at me like a living torpedo, and I twisted out of the way seconds before his horns would have gored me. As the fucker passed me by, I took a swipe at his back, and more blood splashed out onto the ground as he grunted in pain.
"Ha! What was that you were saying before?"
I taunted the bastard.
"You expected more from me? Well, here's that more you were asking for, and then some."
I propelled myself forward and knocked Ashdel Khan to the ground, where I proceeded to tear into his back until it resembled raw hamburger meat. The bastard was eventually able to shake me off, but I landed square on my feet and prepared for another assault. This time, though, Ashdel Khan was ready for me. When I sprang toward the lion ox, he took a swing with his fist, and the world turned white for a second when his massive hand slammed into my jaw and knocked me backwards onto my back. Before I could move, Ashdel Khan's cloven foot slammed down onto my chest, and I felt a wet crack inside my body as pain echoed through my ribcage and surrounding areas.
"Maybe you are as tough as Keck claims you are,"
Ashdel Khan spat as he glared down at me with rage in his eyes.
"But that's still not enough to kill me, bastard of best."
Ashdel Khan lifted up his hoof to stomp me again, but this time I was able to catch it in my hands. I twisted the fucker's ankle to the right, and there was a gnarly wet snap as the bones inside broke like dry tinder. The lion ox bellowed in pain as he stumbled backwards, and I used the distraction to my full advantage. I jumped up onto my feet and then started to slash away at Ashdel Khan's breastplate, and each slash weakened the armor further and further. Ashdel Khan roared before he tried to take a deep breath, but I was fast on my feet. I quickly ducked down, wrapped my arms around the fucker, and tackled him to the ground. The deadly vortex still erupted from his mouth, but now that he was on his back, it just pulled harmlessly at the sky above. And since I was right up against the bastard, it had no effect on me. I just found a weakness I could turn the tides of this fight. With my arms still wrapped around him tight, I picked up Ashdel Khan like a wrestler and then suplexed him into the fucking ground. He let out a grunt as he stopped his vortex breath, but then he instantly slammed his one good hoof into the back of my leg. I roared as I went down onto one knee, and I tried to move out of the way so I wasn't within striking distance. I wasn't fast enough. One of Ashdel Khan's horns stabbed through my left shoulder, and pain washed over my entire body as it pierced through me from behind, and then came out the front, along with a bunch of blood. However, this was the perfect scenario to let my panther half take over, and that was exactly what I did. Without even thinking, I reached up, grabbed the horn that had skewered me, and then held it tight. Ashdel Khan tried to pull away, but with the combination of his broken ankle and my superhuman grip, he wasn't able to break my grasp. I instantly started to slam my left elbow back against the side of the fucker's head, and Ashdel Khan roared with pain as I pummeled him hard. Eventually, I released my grip on the lion ox's horn, pulled away from the bastard, and then spun around and took a swing at his head. He stepped back just before my claws connected with his face, and then he planted his good foot in the ground and grinned from ear to ear.
"Gotcha, you son of a bitch!"
he declared, and then he started to inhale. Fuck. I was just far enough away that I wasn't able to avoid the gust like before, but I was also too close to try and outrun it or tether myself to the ground. In short, Ashdel Khan had me right where he wanted me. I tried to get my bottom claws into the dirt, but it was of no use. The ground broke away at my feet as I was lifted into the air and then launched forward, straight toward Ashdel Khan's unhinged jaw. Then, in one last-ditch effort, I got an idea. I curled my body in half as I flew forward, and at the very last second I unsheathed my claws and stabbed them into the fucker's upper and bottom lip. Ashdel Khan yelped as my claws tore into his flesh, but he continued to try to suck me in. However, at this angle, and with my claws embedded deep into both sides of his mouth, I had the leverage I needed to keep myself from getting pulled into the abyss. Also, I had the leverage I needed to finish this fight once and for all. I held on like my life depended on it as I pushed both halves of Ashdel Khan's mouth in opposite directions. I felt several white-hot jolts of pain as the lion ox tore at my back with his own claws, but I didn't care. I was running on pure adrenaline and instinct, and I wasn't going to let anything stop me right now. Soon I heard a cracking noise, and then Ashdel Khan screamed in agony. I summoned up all the strength from deep inside my body as I prepared for the final blow, and then I let out a powerful earth-shaking roar from the very pit of my soul as I made one final effort. I heard a sickly crackling noise as Ashdel Khan's jaw snapped away from his body, and he yowled as he released his vortex breath. Still, I wasn't done. I let go of the fucker's bottom jaw, grabbed onto his horns, and then flipped myself over his body. As I did so, I used my momentum to pull Ashdel Khan off his feet and slam him into the ground. And then I took a step back to survey the damage. Ashtel Khan's entire lower jaw had been snapped out of place, and it hung there awkwardly in his chest as he tried to formulate words.
"You bastard,"
he slurred as blood oozed from his mouth.
"That's right,"
I growled as I reached down and grabbed onto the sides of his breastplate.
"I am a bastard of Bast, and don't you fucking forget it."
His golden armor had been weakened from our fight, so I was able to rip it off him without much effort. And Ashtel Khan's eyes stared up at me helplessly as I raised the breastplate above my head with the pointed end downward. He knew this was the end, and he knew there was nothing he could do about it.
Kick will avenge,
he tried to sputter, but I'd heard enough from him. I brought the breastplate down onto his throat, and there was a spray of blood as it punctured his neck about halfway down. Then I raised it up again and brought it down once more, and this time Ashtel Khan's head was severed completely from his body. The fucker's eyes went dark as his tongue flopped out of his mouth, and his skull rolled away into the grass.
Good fucking riddance.
I tossed the breastplate away as I rubbed the massive bleeding hole in my shoulder, and then I weakly got back up and began to make my way toward the Bartram residence. Ashtel Khan may have been dead, but I had no idea how my friends were doing against the rest of Keck's cronies. The gunfire had seemed to have died down a bit, though I could still hear the occasional yowl of pain from our enemies off in the distance. Eventually, I wandered out of the weeds and into the clearing in front of Boyd's house, where he and Becca were both waiting.
"Oh, my word, Carter,"
Boyd gasped as they both ran over to me.
You're hurt!
I'll be fine once I change back, but I don't want to change back until I'm sure you're all safe. How are things looking with these AON fucks?
I believe most of them are either dead or retreating.
Becca explained.
They thought this was going to be an easy task, but we were more than ready for them.
And you, my boy, Mr. Bartram added. We wouldn't have stood a chance without you, Carter.
Thanks, Boyd. You guys did a lot of the legwork too, you know.
Every nerve ending in my body suddenly caught fire. The invisible eye.
Die, you assholes!
I heard a random cultist roar as he emerged from the weeds and raised his gun. Without even thinking, I spun around and took a swing in the direction of our attacker. Even though I wasn't close enough to snag him with my claws, I saw my paw light up with purple magic, and then a blade of pure energy shot forward out of my hand like a frickin' boomerang. It shot across the landscape and hit my assailant square in the chest, where it passed through him with a spray of blood. The man's eyes widened in shock as he tried to process what had just happened, but he began to wobble like he'd been stunned. Then, without warning, his body fell apart where the energy blade had hit him, and he collapsed to the ground, dead.
Holy shit, I gasped as I looked down at my hand.
I didn't know you could do that.
Becca gaped at me.
Neither did I. It must be the new power I just gained from killing Ashtel Khan.
I had no idea how the purple energy blade worked or how I'd summoned it, but I had to admit it was pretty fucking cool. Then I heard lumbering footsteps a few feet in front of me, and Valerie stepped through the weeds and into the clearing. The were-turtle was completely covered in blood and guts, but she wore a happy grin on her beak when she saw me.
They dead,
she confirmed.
I'll second that,
Naomi added as she and Janine walked over.
There are officially 72 bodies on this field, and none of them are from our side.
That's what I like to hear, I grinned. So, do you think it's safe for me to change back?
As safe as it's ever been,
Janine noted as she frowned at me.
Please change back, Carter. I hate to see you in pain like that.
You should see the other guy.
I winked, and then I commanded myself to turn back into a human. I felt my muscles contract as they shrunk back down to normal size, and at the same time, the hair on my body became thinner until it was barely visible. My canines returned to their normal flattened human teeth, while my snout and my ears formed back into human features. And when all was said and done, I was left standing there in my skivvies.
What about you, Val?
Becca asked her friend.
Are you going to change back too?
Need clothes.
Val shook her head.
Not naked.
Fair enough.
The platinum blonde woman snorted.
I don't think I'd want to be standing around naked in front of a bunch of strangers either.
Soon, the rest of the members of the Brotherhood of the Blue Lotus rejoined us, and they all looked exhausted.
Huh, we did it, guys,
I declared as I looked around at all my new allies. I think we can officially chalk this one up as a victory.
The first of many, I hope,
Boyd added with a smile. I completely agreed. Even though we'd fought Khonsu and Keck many times before, there was something completely different about what we'd just gone through here. For the first time, this didn't feel like a simple scuffle between rivals. For the first time, this felt like a real war.